It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in this neck of the woods, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's well worth popping along to. Great food, great staff, great atmosphere. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? And in fact, one of our listeners yesterday sent us a photograph on WhatsApp that she took outside the White Sands Hotel. And she was basically saying, wouldn't it be nice? She had her fist in the air and she's basically saying, wouldn't it be nice to have an Opinions Matter travel mug in my hand so that I can have my cup of coffee. And because she was so cheeky, Sandra Cosgrave in Rathangan in County Kildare sent that photograph in to us. Sandra, an Opinions Matter travel mug is on the way to you. Okay, so well done. And thanks very much indeed for being so cheeky. Another lady I met at my gig in The Graduate on Saturday night came up and said, I want an Opinions Matter travel mug as well. So I gave her a second hand one out of my car because I didn't have any new ones.
That's your one.
Your one? Yeah. No, it's a different one.
It's not your buddy, no?
No. Anyway, if you would like to get yourself one of our Opinions Matter travel mugs, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp at any time over the next day or two to 085-825-2626. And you know the way they do those silly competitions. I want an Opinions Matter podcast travel mug because... I just want you to send me a sentence why you want one. Okay? So the lady yesterday, Sandra in Rathangan.
You get people to send selfies and then like rate them out 1 in 10 and like the person who's best looking gets it.
No, that's not how we're doing that. That's very predatory, if you don't mind me saying so. No, we won't be doing that. But just send us a sentence on WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Be cheeky like Sandra in Rathangan, who took a photograph of herself outside the White Sands Hotel over the weekend and said, what a pity I don't have a travel mug. Well, it's on its way to you, Sandra. So well
done. Why has Darren Brilliant not gotten a cup yet? That man listens to us on the radio, to the podcast, back to podcast, to radio.
Darren, finish the sentence. I want an Opinions Matter travel mug.
No, I'm overruling you. Now, people can still send another one. That man listens to us loyally every day. Put his name down. Darren, we'll have one out to you by this week. Thanks. Yeah, Darren Brilliant. Okay. I'm pretty sure he lives in Meath.
Jesus, put me in my box, why don't you?
Yeah.
Darren, send us in your full name and address and air code and we'll get it out to you. And once again, just finish that sentence on WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. I want an Opinions Matter travel mug because...
And be bold and don't be afraid to be funny or...
Absolutely.
...dirty. I'm joking.
Predatory again.
I'm turning into... It's the chair.
Anyway,
but a bit of humour and an actual funny picture or something. If you want to stand out and win one, isn't that what you wanted?
That's it. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, on to more serious matters. What do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Hi, my name is Adiz and I live in Cherry Orchard. I'm from Nigeria and I've been living in Ireland for 16 years with my husband and 5 children. My 12-year-old son was out at the weekend and was fighting with an Irish boy around his age who said to him, "Are you going to cut my head off like all your people do?" My son came home very upset and crying. I went to the boy's mother's door and asked her where he learned this. She told me she talks to him about news stories and she's teaching him what is happening in the world. Sorry, no, I am very angry about this. This is how racism starts, says Adizi. Parents should not be teaching their children what race is linked to crimes. Children do not need this information. If people see my son and immediately think of crime because of his skin colour, that is racism. This is prejudice and hatred. Parents in Ireland must stop teaching children this, even if they think it's no harm. Talk about the crime, yes, but leave race and colour out of it. It is not important what race. Do not incite hatred, says Adizi, and goes on to say, it is hard enough being a black person in Ireland without parents doing this. Me and my husband are very angry about this. So 12-year-old young fella comes in the other day and tells Mammy what had happened, that when he was having an argument with an Irish boy, he said, the Irish boy said, are you going to cut my head off like all you people do? And obviously, this is a reference to the incident that we saw in Belfast recently, where we believe it was an attempted beheading of a man. And we're asking whether or not Adizi is right to be concerned. Is she right to be worried about children learning stuff like this from their parents? 085 825 2626, because the mother did say that she does teach her child how to about the news of the world, about what is going on in the world. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Your opinion on this one?
If you're teaching your kid to be a racist, then you're a scumbag. Yeah. Anybody who's actively teaching their child or encouraging their child to be a racist. But teaching your child about the facts, about what's really going on in the world.
Well, as this lady said, when we talk about that horrific incident mm-hmm. in Belfast, which many of us were unfortunate enough to see a video of,
yeah.
we could see what has been claimed to have been an attempted beheading of a man on the street. Okay, now, horrific, horrible, nothing can condone it. The individual has been arrested and has been charged with attempted murder. Great, okay? Mm-hmm. The point that this lady is making is, why does her 12-year-old son need to be given the information that it was a black guy that did this? Well, because the young fellow was able to turn around and say, are you going to cut my head off
like all your people do? That's horrible. That is a horrible comment. And for a child to hear, I'd imagine that's very
correct.
Upsetting.
Like all your people do. But so in other words,
if the mother was just sharing the facts of what happened. Or
the facts of what happened is there was an incident in Belfast where two men got into an argument and the man cut the face off him and tried to behead him.
Man.
But that's irrelevant. What's the relevance
but
of
it's
that?
The, it's in the story. It's the news. It just like if.
But what is the relevance of it? It was a man.
If somebody came over from America or somebody came from anywhere, whether they're white, whether they're Chinese, whether they're black, whether they're Muslim, whether they're whatever, it doesn't matter if it's part of the story. If you're teaching your child to be racist and you're actively teaching your children, well, they're all the same, or saying that they're all the same, that is wrong.
Okay, but Selena asks, she says, I'm not a parent, but is it normal to tell a 12-year-old child about this? I mean,
are we going to censor the news? Are we going to censor stuff?
Okay, if a child was to ask what happened in Belfast, a man stabbed another man. Well, why do you need any more information? He pinned him to the ground and he tried to cut his head off.
It's actually pertinent to...
And he was black and he was from Africa.
In this case, it is actually pertinent to the story.
How?
Because then there were all the anti-immigration protests and riots. That's what it stemmed from. So if you're going to tell the story, tell the whole story. That's why there was anger then, because people felt like the government aren't listening. People felt that there's a problem with immigration into Ireland and Northern Ireland. That is, so it is actually pertinent to the story.
I don't really understand how.
If you're going to tell a child about something like that, a 12-year-old child about something like that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to tell them, just tell them the truth. Telling the truth doesn't equate to being racist. Telling them that everybody who's black is the same, or...
What the young fella took out of that bit of information was, are you going to cut my head off like all your people do? Obviously the mother, or whoever it was who told this child about it, told the truth about this man being from Africa.
12-year-olds are seeing plenty on the phones and everything else. It doesn't make you racist to tell your child the truth. It makes you racist to encourage your child.
What's wrong with telling your child it was a horrible man? A horrible, sick,
twisted man. Okay, so Aisling Murphy. Do we all... Well, then what's the point in the news? So how about the news then when they're reporting the Aisling Murphy story? Why don't they just say a male? That's it. Why say anything? Because that is the facts.
When it comes to, for example, sexual abuse cases, you think of the case of Jeffrey Donaldson at the moment. There are two accusers who will not be identified, will not be named, never will from now until kingdom come. And Therefore, we will never know the identity of these people. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved
in
this. It's
not obviously a parent who teaches their child to be racist. That's disgusting. And kids do learn it
from
somewhere.
Well, can I just tell you that by this mother being completely honest with her child,
I'm sorry, but
this child took the information and said, are you going to cut my head off like all your people do?
What is wrong with explaining to your child? The child could have gone to this mother and said, I saw on a newspaper today about riots. I heard on a radio in the car about riots. What happened here, ma'am? Tell me the truth. What happened here? And the mother says, well, a man from Belfast was attacked by a man from Africa. There since then,
a man from Belfast was attacked by another man in Belfast.
But no. If he was asking then about the riots and stuff, there's nothing wrong with
people aren't happy. People aren't happy that somebody tried to.
So we censor the news. So we censor the news.
Why do you have to qualify the news? He happened to be black. He was from Somalia.
If you're teaching your kid that if she was to say, oh, they're all the same or whatever, that is wrong. That is disgusting. No, like 99.99999% of all people everywhere would absolutely condemn and no doubt felt the same level of disgust as everybody else. But telling your child the facts and giving your child, feeding your child racism, they're two very different things.
In this case,
you
it's
can
not.
Have a conversation.
Because this kid has twisted it into a racist comment. Are you I'm going to say it again,
kid.
Casey. Are you going to cut my head off like all your people do?
Okay, but this woman who contacted, what's her name? Adeezy,
yeah.
Okay, so this woman, Adeezy, who contacted the show, she's saying that parents shouldn't add race into it whatsoever. Parents should teach their kids not to be racist and teach their kids that this isn't all black people and it's not all Muslim people or all Irish people or all anybody. That one person doesn't, you know, do this on behalf of a whole group or a whole nation or a whole race. But you still should be able to tell your child, well, at an age appropriate time when you feel your child is mature enough to take it, about what really happened. I don't think it's healthy leaving out certain parts that are pertinent to a story because.
But that
it is the
part that you believe is. I don't believe there is any pertinence in saying he was a black man from Africa as opposed to he was just a nasty.
But if he was asked,
screwed,
if the child was asked,
he was
about
a nasty.
The riots.
People weren't happy. People were literally not happy that somebody was attacked in that way on the street. Why does it have to be about race? Why do we have to mention to a child that he was a black man
Not to a young child, obviously, but to a child who is mature enough to have
But this child isn't mature enough because he turned it around and said, are you going to cut my head off like all you people do?
You don't think there's some immature, imbecile adults who would say that? Honestly.
Our number is 085-825-2626.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is here and the deals are hot. Right now, save $500 on best-selling Tempur-Breeze mattresses from Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get $25 off all Tempur-Breeze pillows, sheets, and protectors. And with exclusive bed match diagnostics, Sleep Outfitters helps match you to the perfect mattress for deeper, cooler sleep. Plus, enjoy free white glove delivery and setup and our lifetime price guarantee. Deals like this don't come often and they definitely won't last. Hurry into Sleep Outfitters today.
Annie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Annie?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Annie. What's your opinion on this? This child's mother admitted that she tells him everything, basically. She tells him the truth about all sorts of news stories and whatever. What do you think of a child being told the exact truth of what happened in Belfast?
So basically, just specifically talking about children, if we're just basically talking about children, like what Katie said, I 100% agree with when it comes to adults. But I think when it comes to children, like children shouldn't have to carry the burden of all the trouble. They shouldn't have to look at the crimes that happened in Ireland. And especially if you just continue to show crimes to children just carried out by people of colour, they're obviously going to link crimes just to people of colour.
And that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make, Katie. This child,
that's what I'm saying,
and this,
yeah.
This child already has linked a nasty crime like that to skin colour because he said, exactly. Are you going to cut my head off like all your people do? In other words, what this kid took out of the conversation with his mother was, oh, black people are nasty people, they cut your head off.
But I'm sure the mother didn't, I would like to think the mother didn't say that. Now, chances are that the child was probably hearing his or her, a little boy, is it? son. So he's probably hearing his friends talking about it. So for all you know, the mother might have been trying to have an adult conversation and say it was an African man, but not all African people are the same. This is just one person and they don't represent all the whole nation of Africa.
This young fella didn't take that from his conversation with his mother.
That's not to say that that came from the mother. That racism could have come from anywhere. Now, if it did come from the mother, obviously that is completely wrong. But if he asked the mother a question, why were the riots? Why did people get so angry? If you're going to tell your child...
It was a very narrow section of society that got angry, that were whipped up into a frenzy.
No, I know that. But if he turned around, and what happened in Belfast, the riots, and that was shocking, just as the attack was, Jesus Christ, that video, I don't think it will ever leave my brain. But if the child asks and says, honestly, ma'am, why were there protests? Why were people so angry?
Because people weren't happy. People were up in arms over the attack on the man on the street.
But then you're not telling your child the truth.
You are telling your child the truth. Okay, if it happened to be a white guy, yeah, who attacked that man on the street last week, do you think mother would have said, oh, yeah, no, it was an attack. Now, it was a white man who did it. No, she wouldn't. She absolutely wouldn't.
But if the protests were about... Oh, I don't know, a Russian person.
Sorry, and by the way, don't call them protests. They weren't fucking protests.
Okay,
they were right-wing inspired riots.
Yes, it was awful what happened. But if these riots were because of a white person and, you know, that's what it came down to, then I think it's just as important.
But, it wouldn't be said, Katie.
But likewise, if it happened in Nigeria, that lady say she's from Nigeria?
Yep.
Okay, if it happened in Nigeria... And it was a white child, a white person talking to...
Would that be the lead news story?
No, I'm not saying that. And a child in Nigeria asked, I still think that you should tell the... if they ask, okay, then Annie, you tell them half the story, tell them the full story, but obviously teach them that it's...
you don't believe that kids need to know all that sort of truth?
No, lads, whether it's white, black, purple, green, I don't think so. Like, it causes kids anxiety. Like, if I was 12, like... And I was hearing that people's heads were getting chopped off up in Belfast, like, and I only was keep showing people of colour crying all the time. Obviously, as a child, you're going to link it. It's like, you know, years ago in 9/11, we all thought people in hijabs were all bombers. Do you get me? Because we're kids, like, we don't know, we can't critically think, like, but then as you get older, you're like,
So are we not to report on anything now because everything is racist? Our king's gone so bad now.
I'm not a leftist.
Saying in general, our king's so bad now that... People can't tell a story and, you know, identify the facts of the story without being racist. Is that what we're at now?
No.
No, I think adults can. I think adults, when it comes to children,
listen to what Annie just said. That at the time of 9/11, kids believed that anybody with a hijab was a dangerous person that was going to blow up a plane.
That's where parents need and schools need to come in and better speak to kids and highlight the fact that one person doesn't represent everybody. That the 99.9% of black people, Muslim people, Jews, they are good people who wouldn't harm a fly. That these, like we have in society and, you know, in Christianity and everything else, they're a small group of people who don't represent the rest of us. That's where schools and parents need to come in and teach their kids. You can give them the facts without encouraging racism.
Why be that detailed?
I just think it's getting to a point now where where the news are going to be afraid to report on certain things and mention race in case the news outlets are being called racist.
There have been examples of how news outlets have actually gotten it wrong.
Okay, do you believe then in the case of Aisling Murphy, do you believe that Joseph Pushka's nationality, do you think that is of relevance? Do you think that should have been reported on?
Not particularly, no.
Jesus Christ, I just...
He's a fucking prick who murdered a young woman while she was out running. It doesn't really matter.
But the fact is that
he's Irish or English or wherever he was from.
But I just don't understand if it's the fact, what's the problem? Are we genuinely going to censor news because
nobody's talking about
racism
censoring
and
news.
Facts are two very different things.
Nobody's
here
talking about censoring news. What we're talking about is children and how much information you give children. Isn't that it, Annie?
Yeah, I agree. I think when it comes to kids, it's different. I think as adults, we can obviously make our own opinions and do our own research. But I think as kids, like, why would you know, it's just, it gets too complicated and your children get anxiety and obviously...
But the problem is, though, Annie, if you don't sit down and talk to your kids about it and they're hearing about it in school and let's say, oh, it was a black man did this and his friends, I would rather be the adult taking control of the situation and sitting my child down and saying, here's what happened, here's why people were so angry. Those people who rioted, they were wrong. We don't encourage that. And not all people are the same. That's, you take control of the situation and speak to them in a way that you're telling them, this doesn't represent everybody.
Okay, stay there for a second, Annie, if you can, please. Terry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Terry?
Yeah, good, thank you very much. Yeah.
Now, Terry, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I was brought up in London in the late 50s and 60s, Irish parents. So I went to school there when the first influx of African people come, and we welcomed a couple of them into our school. Anyway, so I grew up with all of it, what I'm hearing now in Ireland. And then our estate turned into one of the roughest in England. It had to be knocked out. It was that bad. And a young black kid was murdered there, Damiola Taylor, by two white geezers. But, you know, I've heard it all, and it's usually
quiet. Let me ask you then, why did the estate become one of the roughest?
Why did it?
Yeah.
Mainly was the black gangs to start with, and then the white kids got involved with them. And what happened was the rent office had to shut, the milkman wouldn't come. The postman wouldn't come, none of them come. You couldn't go out at night, there was guns. You probably heard of the young black kid, Damiola Taylor. He was killed there, stabbed in the leg. I think he was 12 years old, years ago. But I grew up with the name McGuinness. And, you know, now that was a taboo. And even though I spoke like everyone else, I couldn't get a job in the 80s when the IRA thing was going on. I was refused to paint, so I couldn't get a job painting the prison. They said I was a risk. Which I'm not. Anyway, come here. Late 70s, went back and forwards most of my life. I lived in Balbriggan. And do you know what? I never received as much racism here as I did growing up over there. Now, you know, okay, and
so you're an Irish guy who grew up in London, and obviously you've got the strong London accent and whatever. Let me go back to the point about how much information we tell kids about different crimes, right, or whatever. This young fella, 12 years of age, said to his, I don't know if he's a friend or whatever, but they were having a row, and the young fella said, are you going to cut my head off like all you people do? Now, he, by the mother's own admission, he learned it from her, or she told him that it was a black man.
Hang on, just let me stop you there, actually. Eve Salika.
Yeah.
The murder on Henry Street, or the killing on Henry Street.
Yeah.
That was, there was all outrage.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was, people were marching because of racism. And people felt that if that wasn't a black man, that it wouldn't have happened. When that was reported on, that story was reported on the news that there were calls basically for, or there was questions about racism.
What's the point you're trying to make
here? When it was white people who commit the crime, we can report on that and that being an act of race, but we can't if it's a black person doing it to a white
person. Obviously we have to be very careful about this case, but nobody reported that it was white security guards that pinned them to the ground. Their colour was never mentioned.
No, but it didn't have to be mentioned because the pictures went viral.
But it was never reported that the security guards were white. Where with this case in Belfast...
Well, hang on a second, let me stop you right there. It was reported on about the protests or the demonstrations by members of the Congolese community.
Yes.
Yeah. Which was, by the way, that was horrific, that story. That was absolutely horrific. But their demonstration, I know it was peaceful. It was very different to the riots, and I'm not comparing them. Their demonstration was it wasn't even on the same level as what happened in Belfast. But it was reported on that they were calling for, you know, racism to be stamped out and for, you know, people to acknowledge the danger of racism in the community, which is fair enough.
Because it just smacked of the George Floyd case.
But this, I understand that, but it was reported on. And we obviously knew, with it being the undertone of it being race, that it was obviously a crime committed by white people or people who weren't black.
That was never said.
But it, because it didn't need to be said, because it was all about race. Whereas with this, we can't, or something like this, then nobody in what our mainstream media now is supposed to not comment on where someone's from if they're black. That's what I'm basically.
No, nobody's talking about the media. This isn't a conversation about the media. Nobody is talking about censoring the media. We're talking about what this woman... No. Katie, we're talking about what this mother told her child. That it was a black man in Africa that pinned that man to the ground in Belfast. That's what the child was told, because he now believes that all black kids chop people's heads off.
No, that's
he didn't learn that from the 6-1 news.
But he might
he's not watching the 6-1
news. I would like to think he didn't learn that from an adult. I would really
he
like
He did
to
from
think.
His own mother. His own mother admitted it.
No, he learned the mother. No, hang on. Can I see the print out of that message from his
She said, I went to the boy's mother and she told me she talks to him about news stories and she's teaching him what's happening in the world. So
but
she
that
didn't deny.
Mean teaching racism.
She didn't deny teaching him that it was a black African man.
But that's the fact. That's the fact.
No,
you're
just not getting it. Terry, sorry, just to go back to you for a second. What's your view on this, on whether or not you need to give that sort of information to a child?
Well, yeah, of course you do. I mean, the children are seeing it anyway. They're on the social media. There's a black geezer on there called Cannon, once cut white people's heads off and all blah, blah, blah. But I mean, I've got black friends, Indian friends in England, and even in Bray. We grew up there, come on holidays. There was only one black fella, maybe two black people in the whole of Ireland in them days, in the 60s, you know. He's our friend to this day. And, you know, it all needs to be said. And why is it only, why is it always against the white man can't say nothing anymore?
And I take the point that you're making, Terry, but I'm sure when you were younger and you just told me that you couldn't get a job, it was during the 80s when the IRA were bombing the UK, bombing the North, and Irish people were persona non grata. I experienced that firsthand myself in London, so I know what you're talking about. But
yeah.
I'm sure as an Irish man back in the 80s, you didn't like being singled out like that as
singled out by a black man with his gang, and they knocked me 2 front teeth out and put me in hospital Christmas Eve simply because I was white.
Okay,
and I don't go around hating black people.
Okay,
you know,
but my point was you were being tarnished with the same brush as every Irish person. We were all viewed with suspicion. We're all bombers. We're all troublemakers. We're all alcoholics, and that was the case of how the Irish were treated in London. But I'm sure you didn't like that. In other words, it's not fair to tar everyone with the wrong brush.
No, it isn't. But I mean,
Why are you talking about tarring everyone with the same brush?
Because
this mother told the child the facts.
And
that's
this kid
tar-
has taken those facts and turned it into, are you going to cut my head off like all your people do?
This is not where you're not listening to me. Nobody is saying what that child said is okay.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
That's where you need to teach your children that it doesn't, one person doesn't represent everybody else. That's where a parent needs to take control and sit down and teach their child about that. That's not tarring everybody with the same brush to report the facts. So
Terry,
should we just gloss over it?
Terry, let me go back to the point you made. Since you moved back to Ireland, you live in Balbriggan, and what are you saying? You've never been subject to so much racism as you have in Balbriggan.
There's people here in Ireland you're supposed to look up to. A guard called me an English pig, you know, so... I've had both sides of it all. I've been beaten up by blacks. You know, I've grew up on the roughest estate in London. I've seen all this before and I've heard everything before. And one of my favourite questions is, no one ever answers, is the Irish government seen what has happened in England since the 50s and they watched it grow. And all they want is the same thing to happen here because no one's integrating. It's as simple as that. You've only got to go to Ballymun and see that.
Do me a favour and stay on the... So, sorry, Terry, just before I let you, would you prefer to have stayed in London?
Would I? No. Jesus. No, this has always been my favourite place. The Irish people have always been nicer to me than in England.
Okay, so even though your accent, your strong London accent, is a bit of an issue for you here, it's still not as bad as London.
Oh, no. I mean, here, people love me more here than they ever did over there. You know, I've never had a problem getting a job here. The only times when the recession was on. You know, you have to joke. People often say to me, "How sharp you dirty Brit." I'm not going to come on the radio and start all that and go to the newspapers. I'm not going to go around suing people. I laugh at it.
Okay, so you have no problem with a 12-year-old kid being told that it was a black man who attacked that man on the streets of Belfast?
Well, I have a problem with that, yeah. I do with that.
But that's exactly what this conversation is about.
Yeah, it's about that, but it broadens, doesn't it? You know? Why, again, it's the black child. She's gone to the white parents' house. How about what was on the Instagram last night when the white woman went to Cannon's house? Why has no one talked about that, you know?
All right, Terry, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
There's a message there from Orla, and it's actually a very, very good message. When major international media report on Daniel Kinahan, they often describe him initially as an Irish crime crime boss or Irish cartel leader because his nationality and the origins of the Kinahan organisation are considered relevant to the story. It's okay to say nationality then. She's right.
Danielle has been on to us.
The bottom line, in my opinion, is you should be absolutely able to state the facts without being called a racist. He wasn't an Irish man. He was a dark-coloured man. And if you can't say that in 2026, something's very wrong. I don't think it's okay for people to completely turn into racist remarks, but a mother could have educated her child and told him the facts and he perceived it in a racist way. She's not responsible for him having a racist comment. It is up to her to correct her son. But ultimately, people are getting very sick and very tired and very fearful of all the attacks that are going on around this little island. At the end of the day, we're a small little island and our borders are swung open and everyone is coming in and they are destroying passports. They're coming in through the UK, driving down from north to Ireland and vice versa. So we need a stricter border and we do need to take control of the situation and the government are going to do absolutely jack shit about it. People are constantly asking, when are the government going to wake up? They are already awake. They know damn well what they're doing and they don't give a rat's. And it is up to the people to do something about it. But at the end of the day, it is perfectly fine to tell your mature enough children of the facts of a situation. If they take an immature approach to passing comments, well, then that's not okay. But that's not a reason to sugarcoat the facts. The facts are the facts and we shouldn't have to change them. The media lies to us enough. So when we are dealing with our family, we can tell them the truth.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this? This lady, Adize, who's the one who contacted us, is very upset that a kid in the area said to her son, "Are you going to cut my head off like all you people do?" The mother of this child admitted that she told him everything about the incident in Belfast. What's your view on this?
Well, the mother who told her son about what first of all, Adize is right to be upset. So she is. And she was right to call to the mother and be annoyed with the mother after what her son said to Adize's son. Absolutely. I agree with Adize in that point.
Her argument is that she shouldn't be sharing that information with her child. Katie is arguing, no, you tell your children the truth. You tell your children.
I think we're getting to a stage where we're going to gloss over facts because we're actually going to be called racist now for literally stating the facts. If racism is racism, fair enough, that's wrong. But if the facts are now not going to be able to be the facts anymore because it's racist and we don't want to offend, then that just grinds my gears.
Yeah, but parents who teach their kids to be racist.
No, but we're not talking about parents who teach their kids to be racist.
Hang on a second, yeah. Katie. The mother who was after telling her son what happened up in Belfast, it's a terrible thing what was after happening in Belfast. She is practically teaching her child to be a racist.
She's not teaching. If she's saying it was an African man or if it was a black man and oh, they're all the same. And I'm saying this for effect, by the way, of, you know, and if I don't believe this, obviously. But if she was saying it in that context, then yeah, she's teaching her kid to be racist. If she said, well, son, an African man attacked a man from Belfast and there were people who felt very angry about it because they have certain feelings about immigration and they took to the streets to riot. That's stating the facts. That's not teaching racism.
I don't agree with you.
It's still teaching racism.
But it's not teaching racism.
What she's doing is, if she either mentioned a black man or if she mentioned an African man, she is still painting all Africans as the same. She's painting them all out to be the same.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. How is that painting? The only way that would be painting them all to be the same is by saying they're all the same. Otherwise, she's stating a fact.
What's wrong with you saying he was a horrible, bad man? Because all horrible, bad men do things like that. He was a horrible, bad man.
We're actually glossing
over the mother didn't need to mention your man's nationality.
And then you went a stage further, Katie, to say, oh, well, people were rioting in Belfast because they're upset with the amount of these black people coming into the country.
But you did just say that. It was an anti-immigration protest, riot.
It wasn't. It was just scum rioting.
Whatever reason that they actually had personally for going out, it was hit up and set up and all done up as an anti-immigration, that they were concerned about immigration.
All foreigners do what this man did. That was the narrative last week. You can't trust any of them foreigners.
You are totally missing the point.
I don't think I am.
You are an intelligent man, but you are missing the point. A very, very simple point. It was the attack was carried out by a Sudanese man. When it was reported on all the news, from RTE News to all the radio stations to every TV station, a Sudanese man has been arrested. That is not racist. That is not to say all Sudanese or black or African people would do such a thing.
Why do you need to qualify the fact?
Because it is facts. It doesn't... Then why is it in the news? Then don't report it in the news.
This kid wasn't watching the 6-1 News. He didn't learn.
Sorry, a 12-year-old is watching a lot more than the 6-1 News. So don't even sugarcoat
it.
Okay,
you don't believe this mother should be telling all of the information regarding this. That by saying this was a black man on the streets of Belfast, that is just encouraging this young fella to be racist, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we just won't report the facts anymore in case we offend people. That's basically it.
You have to think on what way to explain to your child.
If, let's say, a fella came over from Liverpool on a stag this weekend and kicked the shit out of someone, and they said a Liverpoolian come over and attacked someone and killed, that would be news. Would we be racist then to report on that? If he was a white guy from Liverpool, I guarantee you nobody's saying don't report on that.
But you wouldn't say he was a white guy from Liverpool. You might say he's from Liverpool. You wouldn't say he's a white guy from Liverpool.
Exactly.
But when she said Sudanese or African, people obviously automatically assume black. I assume this mother didn't say it was a black man. I'd say the mother said it was an African man or a Sudanese man.
She did mention that he was a black man, because the 12-year-old wouldn't turn around and say to that other 12-year-old,
but she might have said you're African. And a lot of people assume African always means black when it doesn't. Like Adrian said, you're missing the point. You guys are missing the point.
No, Katie, his mother was after turning around and telling her 12-year-old what happened up in Belfast, that it was a black African man who tried to behead a white man. Then what he did was he went out and he met the Nigerian 12-year-old, and he was after turning around and he was after saying to the Nigerian 12-year-old that, oh, do you chop people's heads off like your man up in Belfast?
And this child got this information from his mother. That's the fact.
The mother also has
a duty of care or a duty to teach the child that racism is wrong and that not all
and
black
that's,
or
that's
African
exactly
people.
What Samantha asked. Samantha messaged us to say, grand to tell him nationality, but she also has a duty to ensure the child understands that any person could do it, not just people like him.
Exactly.
But how is it that kid picked up that message, that it's you black people cut heads off?
Know what he's watching on TikTok. You wouldn't, even though he shouldn't be on TikTok, you wouldn't know what his friends are teaching him. If I were the adult in this situation and it was my child, I would want to sit down with my child and explain. If I was being asked questions, I would be honest, but I would also any decent human being on you. And I understand your point, because you've told us before that you do have concerns for your own child growing up in Ireland. And I can't say I totally get it, because I don't understand what it's like to be in the position where you feel that way. But I would, and I think any other decent person or human being would also stress to that child or to whoever they're talking to, that that person doesn't represent a race or a nation or a country of people.
But I wonder, did that mother tell that child that?
If she didn't, then it's a different conversation, then it's wrong. But if she sat down, gave the facts and then said to the child, you know, racists are scumbags, let's be honest, they're the lowest of the low. Racists are absolute scumbags. But it's up to a parent to share the facts, but also to share to share that racism is wrong. You can share the facts without being racist.
Okay, but I wonder whether that mother did that because that young fella didn't get the message. He didn't hear.
Well, if
he
wasn't in the room when she said it. She didn't stress to him that not all black people are the same and not all African people are the same, then shame on her, because then she failed herself as a mother.
Well, here, have a listen to this message from Aisling, who doesn't agree with you either.
Katie, I'm sorry, but you're not winning this one, because if you're having a conversation with somebody and you're talking about someone, you don't say Paul the black man or anything like that. You don't mention colour, and you're not meant to mention colour. So I'm sorry, Orla is right.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, it's horrible that this happened. Vile racism is just learned the whole, like this child learned from his mother, who all she should have just said was a stabbing happened, nothing more than that. Until we have proper hate crime legislation in place to stop this kind of bigotry, it's going to continue to happen. Despite what some people in comments on the post before this one were saying, they were claiming, oh, open borders is an issue. It's not the issue. The issue is the law not being harsh enough on these vile racists to punish them. That is the problem. We need proper legislation to punish them.
Okay, so where is the vile? Sorry, Anthony. Where is the vile racism in this story?
Well, the child was saying to the other kid, "You know, you're gonna cut my head off." That you clearly learned vile racism from his mother, and the other mother was right to confront that child's parents for what she is telling her son and causing that son to become a bigoted racist. I mean, it's just horrible the way kids are becoming racist in this country. Like last year, what happened in Waterford, that it's just horrible.
So you believe that this mother should have, what, sugarcoated the story?
Should have just said a stabbing happened. That was it. Just somebody stabbed somebody.
And what
else.
About when
That's
the child
it.
Says, Anthony, what about when the child says, well, why were there riots?
Because they say it's because some people are just horrible, evil people. All they want to do is just go out and cause trouble. Because
okay,
what happened in Belfast was just a vile, racist pogrom by scumbags who were burning people out of their homes. That's all that was. It was just pure bigotry and horrible behaviour for animals.
No, I agree with you, but if the child turned around and said, "Mom, what sparked the protest? Why were people actually rioting? Why were they actually out rioting? What caused it?"
We'll just say that some people just want to cause trouble. They just want to run amok.
It's Anthony.
Stay there for a second, Anthony, if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me bring in Sean.
Hello, it's just a quick one on this. So to the people saying that you should limit what you tell kids and kids don't need to know everything, about a week or two ago on this show, you had this topic about a teacher who went in and told all the kids she was at a pro-Palestine protest. And on this, a lot of the listeners and even Jeremy defended her and saying kids need to know, kids can't be sheltered. If these things are happening in the world, then kids need to know and need to be told the truth. So why is she on the other foot now? Like, I'm sure she had no problem telling the kids exactly who was committing the genocide and what who was at fault and how bad Jews were. So, like, again, is it that we tell kids what's happening in the world or we don't? You can't have it both ways depending on what the subject is. Thanks.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, here's a podcast within a podcast from Grace.
We have to start teaching our children to be cautious, to be on alert, that, you know, there are dangerous people walking the streets. If they're carrying a weapon, there's intent. Why are they carrying a weapon? I, as a parent, am trying to teach my children that diversity is good and, you know, to embrace it, that there's so many different nationalities and cultures that you can learn about. And he's in a school that follows the Catholic ethos, but there's so many different religions in the school as well, that they also learn about when it's coming up to the times of communions and stuff like that, why people are not making their communion. And I think that's so, so important. But my son was told that the man who committed that crime in Belfast did so because he was a Muslim. That was a different conversation for me to have with him, and quite a difficult one because my partner is Muslim. Now, I always feel the need to say that he's not practicing, because I think when people hear Muslim, they think all sorts. He's a Muslim the same way I'm a Catholic. It's the religion that's more used in his country. But I'm trying to sit and have a conversation, you know, with my 11-year-old and say, like, this is not factual. And trying to stop that misinformation or information that is not even relevant to their lives, because why does an 11-year-old need to know about an attempted beheading? It's not relevant to them. Trying to block this information from getting to your kids is becoming impossible, and it is because of parents who are telling their children, or their children are seeing it somewhere and they're saying, oh yeah, he did that because he's black and he doesn't like white people, or he did that because he's Muslim and he doesn't like non-Muslim people. Like, you're trying to have these conversations with kids who all they want to do is for everybody to, or all they should want to do is for everybody to play together, get on well, and embrace all of the people around you. Kids are not interested in politics, they're not interested in skin colour or religion or anything like that, and it's becoming part of their education now to have to, you should not have to tell a child to be inclusive, because by nature they are. And now, because of information that other parents are giving to their kids, people like me, and I'm sure Katie and other people who are listening to your podcast, are forced to sit their children down and say, this information is not correct. And then you would have other parents coming to you and saying, you told your son that what I told my son wasn't right. And you're left then dealing with parents who are, their nose are put out of joint because you're correcting their way of parenting. It's become absolutely insane to try and protect your kids from information that is not even relevant to their little lives.
I just think we're glossing over it. Everyone's glossing over the facts. And that's like, I mean, to say, oh, there are people that wants to cause trouble, like, seriously, okay, they are people who want to cause trouble, I agree, but seriously, like, Adrian, I disagree with you today, and Anto, it's just, I tell you now, it's to not report the facts is,
let me bring in Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you, Russ?
Good, thanks, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
First off, I want to disagree with what Katie is saying. Nobody is saying that we shouldn't report on nationalities of people who commit crimes. You know, by all means, it should be done in every case. You know, when it's not reported, you could probably assume they're Irish. But I mean, that's beside the point. But when a mother is telling a child of that age group that, you know, or she's shown them the news and telling them that, you know, a man from Sudan or a man from Africa, or even just a black man, attacked another heinous crime, she should make sure to also tell the child that not all people from that country, not all people of that ethnicity, are going to do the same thing.
Okay, and Katie said she'd like to think that the mother said that to the child. I doubt it myself.
I would fail to believe that there's a parent who would actually actively teach their child to be racist. I would like to think.
If that woman is showing the child, that story, I would like to think that she's shown the child all crime. But I would doubt that's the case.
But we're getting to a stage now where we're going to not report the facts because we're afraid to offend. Where I guarantee you the same, it won't be given to, if it is a white person that's been reported on, nobody will think twice about that, but we won't be able to report the facts if it's somebody of a minority group, as I say, you're on Facebook. I don't agree with that.
Will you teach your children, or do you think, if this woman was teaching her children to be afraid of all Slovaks?
Nobody would ever teach.
What would your opinion be if you heard somebody saying that everyone should be afraid of Slovaks purely based on the Ashling Murphy crime?
Okay, well, your man who went out on that island years ago, that story was horrific.
Breivik, he was Norwegian.
He was white.
Yes.
It was reported on that he was white Norwegian. Why did nobody get upset about that?
It wasn't actually reported that he was white at all. He was Norwegian. Well, nobody ever said the word white.
No, sorry, but people...
There was photographs of him. There was photographs. Very quickly about that.
But
I don't know what the point of,
what I'm trying to say is it going to be a case that when it's not a minority that we can report away, no problem, but when it is a minority,
well, then you want to use that report. If you want to use him as a case, everyone should be afraid of Norwegians because of the heat on that.
No, but that's not.
If you heard a parent teaching their child that, what would your reaction be?
I would say the exact same thing I'd say to a parent who was teaching their child that is all Sudanese people are the same. You cannot tar one group of people because one person does something
wrong.
Well,
people are. You look at those riots in Belfast. People
don't represent the majority either.
No, people were being burned out of their home purely based on the colour of their skin.
And anybody who would come on this podcast and commend or, you know, say that these people were right, they weren't. They were thugs. They're animals.
We've no disagreement on that at all. But the point that Robbie is making is there is no need to qualify when you're telling a child that story. He was...
I think you should definitely qualify it.
So what part are you disagreeing with Katie about?
But that's just, we obviously don't know for a fact, but I would want to make sure that the parent is teaching the child that this represents one person or a very, very tiny minority of people who are of that skin colour from that country, part of the world.
I would be almost 100% sure that the mother did say this, because I don't think there's any parent on this planet who would actively teach their child.
I doubt she said to her child, all those Africans chop people's heads off. I doubt she said that to her child, but she didn't. I reckon she didn't say, but they're not all that bad. She didn't qualify it. She let that child go off.
The fact that he said this to the young lads, the fact that he said this to another child,
he let her child
that he believes
correct
that kid is almost being led to believe that everyone
probably 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds and that age group are seeing and hearing things and they're on social media and everything else. That's not
okay.
The same.
So you think the parent shouldn't be showing the child this story? Then that's what you're saying.
The mother reinforced what he might be seeing online.
I think you can be honest with someone, but I think a child. But I think you also need to stress to them that racism is wrong and that one person doesn't represent. I just don't think we should get into where we start. You know, keep leaving out parts of the story because in case it offends.
I agree. I think the whole story definitely should be told. You should say, crimes like Ashley Murphy. He was a Roma. He was a Slovak. Whatever you want to call him. You have to make sure you quantify these things, but you have to make sure that it's clarified that not everyone
You literally agree with everything I'm saying then, because I've literally
I'm not 100% sure, obviously, but I'm going to assume that this woman is not doing that.
And I have to say, Robbie, I would agree with you. I'm assuming as well that mother didn't qualify. Otherwise, that young fellow wouldn't have got those words into his head.
If I were that mother, and maybe this is what the mother's doing, maybe she was trying to take control of the situation because she might have heard her son making horrible racist comments and said,
she didn't do a very good job then, did she?
I'd go ballistic if my kids ever said anything like that. I would go spare. But it's a parent's job to teach their kids. Do you know what I mean? So if she didn't, then fair enough. If she didn't teach her kids that, you know, it doesn't represent everyone. But I don't know I think any parent would tell their child.
That's just about it from this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. And that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons and on a Saturday at lunchtime. And by the way, before we go, if you'd like to get your hands on an Opinions Matter bit of merch, our Opinions Matter travel mugs, just send me a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Saying, "I'd like an Opinions Matter travel mug because," and finish that sentence. 085-825-2626. We'll catch you on the next one.